Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Monday of the 14th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we examine question and answer 35 of the Heidelberg Catechism. One of the most unique doctrines of Christianity, unparalleled in any other religious system, is found in the subject of our catechism question today, that is, the doctrine of the Incarnation. Incarnation is a theological term that simply means embodied in flesh. In this doctrine, as understood from the scriptures and confessed in our creeds, we assert that the second person of the Godhead, Jesus, who is the Christ, the only eternal begotten Son of God, became man, fully man. As we ask in Heidelberg Catechism question 35, what is the meaning of conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary? We answer that the eternal Son of God, who is and continues true and eternal God, took upon himself the very nature of man, of the flesh and blood of the Virgin Mary, by the operation of the Holy Spirit, so that he might also be the true seed of David, like unto his brethren in all things, except for sin. It is breathtaking to consider that Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Son of God who is eternal, God of God, with all the power and authority his divine nature includes, took upon himself the very nature of man. And yet he did just that. As foretold in the Old Testament and fulfilled in the New Testament, Jesus, who was fully God, became fully man. It is an impossible thing for us to truly understand with finite minds, yet it is absolutely vital to our faith that we believe it and confess it. For to reject the incarnation of the Son of God is to reject Christianity and the salvation that is found therein. But to accept it by faith, as the scriptures teach, is to find the miraculous love of God given to his people in the person and work of the Son, Jesus Christ. Almighty God, Jesus, who is the I Am, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, humbled himself and became one of us. Truly, this was an act of humility, for God to debase himself in such a manner as to become man. But this is exactly what he did. As Paul tells us in Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. In this, Jesus fulfilled his role in the plan of redemption, that plan that began, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 1, before the foundation of the world, before time and creation. That plan between the Godhead, between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, came to fruition perfectly at the coming of Jesus Christ. Galatians 4, verse 4, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law. As has already been stated, belief in this doctrine is fundamental to our Christian faith. Indeed, those who deny it are liars and distinctly against Jesus. 2 John verse 7, for many deceivers have gone out into the world, those who do not confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Such a one is the deceiver and the Antichrist. Thus we must confess the coming of Jesus Christ in the flesh as taught by the scriptures. John 1 verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We must hold fast to this truth. We must proclaim this truth, and we find our rest in this truth. For as we confessed in Heidelberg Catechism question and answers 15 and 16, the only Redeemer who could possibly save us from sin and death perfectly had to be both fully God and fully man. Jesus is that only Redeemer. Jesus continues true and eternal God, yet took upon himself the very nature of man, that in the fullness of time he might save us from our sin. It is a mystery, to be sure, but a divine mystery that is the anchor of our redemption, a joyful mystery that promises peace with God and eternal life to all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. To God be the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.